This pastor up in Fircrest says that we're hateful, that we're haters, we're following hate. Pastors are saying, don't come to this church because we're hateful and we teach hate. So mainly what they mean by that is that we believe that there are people that hate God and that they are reprobates without hope in this life or in the life to come. That's true. We believe that. You know what? So the practice of belief in almost every modern church is that we are never to hate. Hate's a bad word. Hate's the worst thing you could be. This is what he said, actually. He said, hate is worse than blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, says Mike Richter. Hate is worse than blasphemy. Are you serious? Hate is worse than blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? Good grief. God is only love, and Christians should never hate anybody. You know what? That's not true, though. You know, it's great to say, and it sounds really good to say that to people, and all Christians should never hate anything or anybody. But, you know, turn to Ecclesiastes 3:1. Turn to Ecclesiastes 3:1. I'm going to read for you from Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 19 says, "Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." That's the Holy Ghost saying that through David in the Psalms. He says, "Do I not hate them that hate thee, O Lord?" Okay? So listen, idiots. Not you guys. I'm talking about the idiots, the pastors, that say, "Oh, you're never supposed to hate anybody." That's not what the Bible says, is it? Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 is where I had you turn. Look. Verse 1, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." See, there's times for everything, right? "A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak." Now look at this. "A time to love and a time to hate." So that's God, okay? That's what God says. A time of war and a time of peace. There's a time to hate. There's time to love. You know, we love people. I love people. I go out and knock doors every week because I love people. I don't even know them. But we're going and trying to get people that are not saved saved. That's love. That's what Christ did. He said, I came to seek and save that which was lost. You know, are we doing that here? Yeah, we're loving people.